91X News.
It's minus 11 and partly cloudy out at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Dylan O'Hagan. Former Conservative MP Dean Del Mastro is seeking to have a mistrial declared in his election overspending case. Del Mastro resigned from his House of Commons seat last year after he was convicted of violating the Canada Elections Act during the 2008 election. Del Mastro was found guilty last October of exceeding spending limits, failing to report a personal contribution to his own campaign, and knowingly submitting a falsified document. At what was supposed to be a sentencing hearing today, Crown lawyer Tom Lemon says Del Mastro's new attorney has filed an application for a mistrial. Lemon says Del Mastro has failed to show his new arguments and are no different from those made at trial. He faces a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and $2,000 fine on each of the three convictions. Two grade 8 girls from Toronto met with Premier Kathleen Wynne to ask that Ontario's updated sex ed curriculum include the concept of consent. 13-year-old Tessa Hill says kids need to be taught how to read facial expressions and body language when it comes to consent for sex.
What we're talking about a lot is creating a consent culture, not just a culture where all the sex that is had is consensual, but also a culture of asking for permission. Everything in creating a consent culture starts with education, and so it starts with changing the curriculum and putting that information in the curriculum so kids can learn about asking for permission and learning about healthy relationships.
Ontario plans to update its sex ed curriculum this fall for the first time since 1999, long before the widespread use of social media or even the term sexting. Belleville police responded yesterday to a break-in at the new fire hall in Belleville. Police say someone broke into the new fire hall over the weekend and damaged the property with drywall mud. Anyone with information is asked to contact Belleville Police Service or Quinty Crime Stoppers. Police in Belleville want to remind you about an ongoing antivirus scam. Police say people claiming to be with Microsoft are asking for remote access to your computer to remove viruses or software. Once they gain access, they typically ask for credit card information or a money transfer. Often they will lock your computer or threaten to do so if you do not pay the amount. Do not allow anyone to remotely gain access to your computer or provide personal information. Ontario is introducing a new progressive legislation on how Ontario deals with transgender inmates. Correctional Services Minister Yasir Naqvi says they will now be dealt with based on which gender they identify themselves as, not their physical sexual traits. Previously, inmates were put in prisons based on their sexual characteristics, but now will be housed according to their self-identified gender. Last year, there were 25 inmates that self-identified as transgender in the provincial correctional facilities. Trans advocate Suzanne Gabka said the new policy is significant because it's incredibly dehumanizing for trans people to be treated as anything other than their self-identified gender. Large parts of the Maritimes are hunkering down today as a powerful winter storm hits the region. Don Kelly from the Canadian Press reports.
Forecast to bring up to 40 centimeters of snow and winds gusting to 100 kilometers an hour is expected to intensify this afternoon. Storm has canceled flights and shut down schools, government offices, and universities throughout the Maritimes.
Environment Canada is warning of blizzard conditions for Prince Edward Island, southeastern New Brunswick, and most of Nova Scotia. The messy system has also shut down schools and businesses in the eastern United States. The federal government is facing a second court challenge to use of solitary confinement in prisons. This time, the Canadian Civil Liberties Association have filed a petition to the Ontario Supreme Court. The petition seeks to challenge the constitutionally of isolation, which groups call cruel and inhumane. They say the practice is fatally flawed. The federal government has insisted prison authorities must have the option of placing inmates in solitary where needed. The Ontario government has announced new guidelines for marine mammals in captivity that includes a ban on breeding and acquiring killer whales. The details are outlined in a government commission report by David Rosen, a marine biologist with the University of British Columbia. The report also says new standards of care will be brought in for whales, dolphins, walruses, seals, and other marine mammals kept in captivity in the province. The province says standards will include pool sizes, noise limits around the animals, water quality, and appropriate social groupings, and will be developed by a committee that is to report back within 6 months. The only killer whale in captivity in Ontario lives in marine land at Niagara Falls. A local company is trying to do something most brands have yet to do, make and market an unbreakable hockey stick. Cult Hockey, founded in 2013, has partnered with Integrin Technologies of Toronto to create a stick coated in a high-tech metal. The coating, called Nano, makes the stick almost impossible to break. Integrin invented the Nano metal, which has been used by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration for aerospace technology. The metal is lightweight and durable. The hockey stick is dipped in the Nano metal from the midway point to the blade of the stick. Co-owner Peter Walsh of the Hockey Stick Man shop in Belleville sells the cold hockey stick. Walsh knows how expensive hockey sticks can be, as the family spend hundreds of dollars a month to replace broken hockey sticks for their son Joey. Walsh says he hopes the stick will save kids and parents a lot of money. That's QNET News on 91X to 1207. Sports is next.
The source for any workforce. Matching employees' experience to the employer's needs. Adecco's temporary and permanent placement divisions are trusted partners to thousands of companies across Canada. Let Adecco help you find the right person or the right job the first time. You can win an overnight stay in TO. Register with Adecco for your chance. Draws in October, November, and December. Voted top 50 best places to work in Canada. Find out why. Your source, Adecco Employment Services. Join their team today. Call 967-9995 or 965-5927. Look no further.
In local hockey, the Davunku Homes minor midget clinched first place in the ETA East with two more wins over Kingston and Central Ontario. The major midget Red Devils are finishing off the season strong with another win and tie in last week's action. The Bon La Quinte Red Devils minor Adam team earned four huge points this weekend in the battle for first place in the ETA East. In Empire B action tonight, the Napanee Raiders will play host to Port Hope after beating them 4-3 in overtime on Saturday. The NHL is back after the All-Star break with a full schedule of games. Five of tonight's 11 games feature Canadian teams, starting with the Winnipeg Jets visiting a wounded Pittsburgh squad without captain Sidney Crosby. The Jets have won five straight. Also, the Canadiens host the Stars at the Bell Centre. The Habs have won back-to-back games before the All-Star break. Out west, three Canadian teams are in action. The Flames will look to keep the momentum going as they face Buffalo tonight after winning four of the past five. Also, Minnesota is in northern Alberta against the Edmonton Oilers. And the NHL best Anaheim Ducks are in Vancouver against the Canucks. Canada's Eugene Bouchard's day was ended yesterday by costly mistakes at the Australian Open. She lost to Russia's Maria Sharapova 6-3, 6-2 in the quarterfinals of the Grand Slam tournament. Bouchard finished with 13 winners and a total of 30 unforced errors. While Minos Ronich of Thornhill, Ontario is now the last Canadian standing at the Australian Open. He plays Novak Djokovic in a quarterfinal at the Grand Slam tournament at Melbourne. Djokovic is the tournament's top seed, while Ronich is number 8. The New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has made a passionate defense of his team's actions and integrity regarding the NFL's investigation into underinflated footballs being used in the AFC Championship game. He says the team did not violate any NFL rules, adding it bothers him that the reputation and integrity of coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady have been called into question. Kraft says he expects an apology from the league once the Patriots are found to be non-guilty. The NFL has said evidence shows the Patriots deliberately used underinflated footballs during the first half of the AFC Championship game over Indianapolis. The league is still determining why the balls were underinflated. The issue is whether the Patriots used balls deflated below league requirements to get better grip in the rain during their 45-7 AFC Championship victory. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. It's 1210 minus 11. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dylan O'Hagan. News on 91X is next at 1.